Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you once again for your faithfulness. Thank you because your love and faithfulness is what you have used to mark our lives as your own children. Lord, we just say that you will reach us with your mighty power, this love and faithfulness. That Lord Jesus, even those people that have not given their life to Christ, you open up their mind today to receive you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue with our study on Lydia. Please turn with me again to that Acts chapter 16 that we have been studying. And those two verses that we have been looking at for the past few days. Verse 13. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gates to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who are gathered there. Today, I want to talk briefly about the women fellowship. Paul and Silas were looking for a place of prayer. But when they got there, what happened? There was no man. They saw only women. And they did not despise their gathering, but they sat down and they started to talk with them. Now, women fellowship have become so many things today. Women fellowship, a lot of people have taught it to be a place where what they are saying should not be heard outside. It should be said under closed doors. And nothing must be discussed. No one should hear what is said. I always encourage women that the women fellowship is not a cult. It's a gospel place. Anybody must be able to come in. Whatever you are saying in that women fellowship, men should be able to listen to it. If men are scared to come in, then check it. Is it the full gospel that is being discussed? These women, they are gathered together. They are not gossiping. Sometimes, when we are not careful, the women fellowship turns to a gossiping center. Because somebody will come and say, oh, you know what? I have a prayer point. Oh, my goodness. This woman is going through a lot of things in her life. And everybody say, oh. And before you know it, instead of praying, it becomes a gossip. And so everybody starts to contribute that, yeah. I know that that woman, you know, is going to go through so many things. You know, that man is not just good for anything. If you know what, that's not prayer. That is gossip. You know, but these women, they are not doing that. Or sometimes we turn the prayer, you know, the women fellowship, we turn it to a place where we're going to talk about how we are going to make more money. I'm not saying that is not good. But is it going to be according to the gospel? Are we learning it biblically? Or we are learning it from just our own philosophy and knowledge of men? The women fellowship is meant to be a place of a sort of small group where because you are all women, you are going through the same thing and you can understand your language, but the Lord is not saying that he will be removed. And then we put ourselves and we start to tear people down. A lot of people, that is the fellowship where they talk about the pastor, where they believe that the pastor is not doing it right, or they believe the wife of the pastor is not good, or the children of the pastor is doing this. You know, that a lot of people are always scared to have a women fellowship in their church because of gossip. God has not called us to gossip. God has called us to build. Let our women fellowship be a place of building, not a place of tearing down. I always tell people that when the women in the church are okay, the whole church is okay. But the women, if they are not okay, then the whole church is in trouble. If the women do not know what to do to their husband, how to relate with their husband, how to raise their children, how they're going to have a relationship with others that will glorify God, then the whole church is in trouble. But just get the women and let them know who the Lord is, then you don't have any problem in that church. Because the Lord has given us the grace to be able to be polished pillars. That means connecting families, connecting people together. I pray God will give us wisdom to be able to do this in the name of Jesus. The Bible told us, don't forget that it was the Holy Spirit that had been directing Paul and Silas. And it was the Holy Spirit that purposely asked them to be in this place where Lydia was. If they have been gossiping and they have not had time for prayer, if they have not allowed the presence of the Lord, if they have not submitted themselves to the knowledge of the Lord, the Holy Spirit will not be there. But the interesting thing was that the Holy Spirit came and through Paul and Silas, they started to talk to these people. So how can I become a woman of prayer? We started talking about that yesterday. That to be a woman of prayer, you must have been praying in your closet. You must have been having a private time with the Lord. When you are praying, it means that you are not just praying as a religion. You are not just praying because you have to pray. You are not just praying because people say you should pray in the morning when you wake up. But you are praying because you delight in the presence of the Lord. And when you are praying, you are concentrating your thoughts on the Lord. You are concentrating on His greatness, on His majesty, on His power. And you are receiving back because prayer is a two-way communication. God is not a broadcaster. He's not a news broadcaster that go on talking without saying that, excuse me, I have something to say. If the broadcast is going on, like I'm talking now, if you are talking or you are saying anything, I can't hear you. But that's not prayer. Prayer is that when we are talking with God, we must give ourselves time also to listen to what God has to say. That is prayer. Anytime we go into our closet and we pray and we did not receive something back, it means we have not prayed. We have not prayed through. We have only talked. The Lord wants us to pray through to reach the throne of God. He wants us to get there because that is where we are. So to be a woman of prayer, therefore, our private prayer life must be without deceit, must be without hypocrisy. It must be a life where we are connected with the Lord. That is the reason why the Lord admonishes us to be sure that we have this relationship, because that is where we can be connected. We are going to take that to be the priority of every other relationship. If we deceive ourselves and we love somebody more than God, then we are not worshiper of God. We are an idol worshiper. That thing that we love more than God is the one we are worshiping, not God. Now, when Paul and Silas got there, what happened to them? The Bible said that we sat down and began to speak to the women who are gathered there. Were they asking for direction that, oh, so what is Philippi like? Give us some ideas. Oh, where can we get cheap food to buy in this city? Oh, I understand that they sell the popular purple dress here. And I've been thinking about having this. You know, those missionaries, they were not interested in those things. The reason why why gospel have been hindered in so many nations is because the riches of that nation had destroyed a lot of missionaries and they have not been able to accomplish what God sent them to do. And it's a great lesson for all the people who are in the mission field. The Bible said that they sat down and they started to talk to these women. And one of them that was listening, the Bible said, was Lydia. And he opened, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. The message of the Lord goes with great power. Lydia was able to open. God opened her heart, because it's when we are worshiping the Lord that our heart will be circumcised, according to the scriptures. Then the foreskin of our heart will be removed so that we'll be able to absorb the message of God. The Bible told us that this woman was a woman of prayer. That's why she was in a prayer meeting, but she was not an hypocrite. She was able to pray because she was not distracted during Paul's teaching. When Paul went on teaching, her thought was on God. Her thought was on those things that Paul was saying about God. She was not distracted. She was not thinking about her business. A lot of us, when we are in the church, we are thinking about sport. That's so, what will be the score now? I wish they can just, you know, go on with this message and let me just go and watch this sport. You know, they say that the finals is today. The thought is not on God. So you cannot be a prayer person that way. That sport that you want to watch is your idol. That is not God. That is the thing that you are worshiping, because that's the priority of your heart, of your life. But that is not the same thing with Lydia. God was a hiding place from the storm of the world. She was able to concentrate on the message God was giving. And because of that, God was able to knock at the door and open her heart, and she was able to receive the Lord. It is pathetic that so many people, they go to church day in, day out, and they are not receiving anything. Because there's no way that you will go into the presence of the Lord and you will not receive, if only you will allow the Holy Spirit to open your heart so that you can hear, but you have to concentrate before your heart can be opened. Because Holy Spirit is a gentleman, he will only knock softly and say, open your door, open the door of your heart to me that I may come in. But if you are not concentrating, you cannot hear the knocking of the Holy Spirit. But it was not the same thing with Lydia. Lydia was concentrating. She was not just there for leisure, to pass the time, to find time, to meet with friends. In our fellowship, so many times we are in the fellowship just to meet our friends, just to know where the service is on, just to know about the new thing that is happening in the city. Not necessarily to hear the word of God. Lydia opened her mind, and the Lord was able to come into her life. She received the Lord into her life. Because she received the Lord, she became an instrument in the hand of God. Listen to what Psalm 119 says. I will read to us verses 114 and 130. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Lydia put her hope in the word of God. Verse 130, it says, the unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Lydia was able to receive this word into her life. Prosperity was not the hiding place and shield for Lydia, because it cannot protect from the onslaught of the enemy, but only God, the word of God. God also is your hiding place from the storm of life. Not only your hiding place, but also your shield. The unfolding of the word of God is the one that gives light and gives understanding to you. And so it is so important that we fellowship with God, that we seek first the kingdom of God. God wants to fellowship with us. God wants to share with us. God still longs for this fellowship with us. Why must we not fellowship with him when he wants us? He is our Father, and because of that, he wants us. Because without him, you can do nothing. That's what John 15, 4 to 5 says. And without him, you cannot know the plan of God for your life. That's what Jeremiah 29, 11 says. He rewards those that diligently seek him. That's what Hebrews 11, 6 says. What is your women fellowship like? Are you seeking God and power of God and his holiness? Are women united in order to pray or to gossip? Are your hearts open to receive the word of God? Is there fervent love among the members? Women fellowship must not be a place of gossip or idle work, but a place where God meets with women to equip them to be able to spread the knowledge of God. God bless us in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because you have created us to be women. Not only that, you have created us to be helpmeet to our husband and to be builders of homes. You also need us, even in the building, in the church. But Lord Jesus, we want our heart to be open unto you so that you can pour yourself to us. Open up our heart as you did for Lydia, Lord Jesus, and pour your power into our lives that we will be all that you call us to be. That a women fellowship in our churches will become a forum where your power will equip women to spread your power, your majesty, your holiness, and bring down the presence of the Lord to the whole congregation. Thank you, Father, because you are able. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.